Joining me in Studio A is Ryan from Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall. And Ryan, welcome to Studio A. You also brought a guest with you today.
I did. I've got Aaron Theobald from Theo's Ice Creamery down the block. So, yeah, fun stuff. I'd rather be talking about beer, but here we are.
But here we are. It's great to have you in Studio A.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, we got to talk about something very important. Now, I was reading a story today on WGLT's website, friends of ours, and it revolves around the town of Numbel increasing the food and beverage and hotel motel taxes to build the new underpass in Uptown Numbel. And I want to just start broadly speaking. Ryan, how exactly does this impact you if we talk about a tax when it comes down to food and beverage?
So I also own DP Dough next door, so this is both food and beverage. And obviously at Fiala Brothers, we sell food as well as the alcoholic beverages. But on the alcohol side at Fiala Brothers, we set prices at even totals to facilitate quicker transactions. So customers aren't going to realize that if this passes, there's a 12% tax built into a drink. And so if we raise prices, they're just going to think we got greedy. But more to the point, it's just we're feeling the pinch of customers just aren't feeling as free with their discretionary spending anymore. And talking to other fellow restaurant owners beyond just me and Aaron, it's kind of a universal theme where people are pulling back, and this would seem to be the last time you'd want to push an extra tax through.
It seems like this was put together on Wednesday, and we're going to see the vote coming up in November. Now, is that Monday? Is that in the middle of November? We have no idea. But how does this impact the ice cream place?
I mean, same thing with what Ryan was saying. You know, people are starting to understand their dollar doesn't go as far. So any of these small little tax increases is, you know, people are feeling it when they come to the ice cream shop. And, you know, nobody ever thinks about the fact that the taxes are going up. They just immediately jump to the idea that, oh, the business owners, they're just trying to pull more money. Like, we have costs that we need to cover, too.
Exactly. I mean, it gets to the point to where it's like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to go out anymore because it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go get ice cream. I don't want to go get a calzone because it's too expensive.
Yeah, there is the other, basically in construction, it'd be called the no-build option, but the substitution effect, if food and beverage at restaurants is being taxed at 12% and you can go get groceries for 1%. And I know there's been some discussions about whether that should even be taxed at all. A lot of people out of necessity are going to buy more groceries, which is fine. It's just, it's harder as a bar or a restaurant to make that argument that, hey, come out of here when about an eighth of your what you spend is just going straight towards taxes.
Now we're talking about the underpass in Uptown Numbel, and we know that there is some federal dollars attached to this. But have any of the town council members, have the mayor come and talk with you guys about, hey, what impact could this have on your business if we raise taxes to fund an underpass?
I heard about this when you heard about this, Blake. So saw the article this morning, read that it could come to a vote on Monday. And so time's of the essence. And you make some calls and you want at least, if nothing else, make sure that everyone in this community, I'm a normal resident as well, that we're all aware of what's being proposed. If you have feelings about it, that you reach out to the council members who were duly elected and you express to them how you feel. So on Town of Normal's website, they have contact information for everyone on the council and the mayor. Reach out, let them know how you feel, because there's not a lot of time to do it if they vote on it Monday. And so this is your chance. You have a few days.
Have you talked with any of the council members or the mayor about this?
No, the first I heard about was this morning when I got messaged by that whole group. And I looked at my wife. I'm like, do you know about this? And she had no idea either. And she was one of the member or the board members of Uptown Partners. So I was like, well, maybe she had gotten an email. I just hadn't seen it yet. And she's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nothing.
So no, nothing.
So usually when there's a tax increase proposed, it's typically on a referendum basis, but I guess Town of Normal works a little bit different. But right, on those referenda, you get a direct voice in should our taxes go up, sales tax, property tax, et cetera. But in this case, it's very sudden, and it kind of suggested maybe we should have a larger discussion about, is there a no-build option on the underpass? Because given the economic climate, the construction costs, you build that underpass, you're building it to a parking lot, and then you've got to convince developers to build there, and what used to be a $30 million project for the underpass is now a $50 million project to build all the plans that they have, the same economic supply.
On the side of the council, they say, well, we've cut back a little bit. We've cut out some shrubs and things like that to lower the cost. I want to get your perspective. Do we actually need an underpass?
The nature of... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
You look at me like,
No, I don't think so. I mean, I know at one point there was talk of an overpass, and it was like, if this is really a a necessity, why did they throw the cheaper option to the side? I mean, the overpass was gonna be like a fraction of the cost of the underpass.
And we can have that discussion, but that ship already sailed. So really, it's at this point underpass or no overpass or no underpass. And it's the fact that the situation, the nature of the project has materially changed. It originally was proposed as we've got state grants, we've got federal grants, and that's going to fund more than 90% of it. So maybe the town will be on the hook for $2-2.5 million. We're now looking at $15 million, and you see police, fire, pensions, costs overall going up. There's a housing crisis, and again, the economic indicators are kind of trending negative at this point. Is this something we need to be doing right now? It's not that you can't do it later. It's not that you can't solicit grants down the road, even reconfigure a proposal. I know it's not the easiest thing, but ultimately, if you're elected by the people, have this discussion about should this be built at this time, because things have changed.
Well, on top of that, too, it's like you think about it, they were basically saying that they want an underpass for people to go from that parking lot to get to the train station.
Parking lot is more like the normal police station.
Yeah, like on the other side there. And a majority of the people that are going to that train station are, A, getting dropped off, or they're students that are walking to the train. Not that many people use that parking lot to use the train station. So I don't really see the necessity for it.
As somebody who likes to hop on the trail there and ride my bike and go past the normal police station, and the trail goes around the train tracks into Uptown Normal, isn't it? This is just me blowing hot air on the radio, but can't we just ride our bikes around instead of paying $35 million to go underneath? Can't we just ride around?
I mean, that's what people have
do
been doing
now.
For, yeah.
Wouldn't we save $35 million? I mean, that's just me. But
and as far as I know, I mean, it's been safe. I haven't really heard of anybody taking major injuries or getting hurt doing that.
I believe there were disability concerns.
Okay,
the
that
preference
would make sense.
Of the railroad was to go over, but the preference of the town was to go under. Again, I'm an outsider on this. I have no inside information. But again, the overpass has been dismissed. Perhaps if the underpass doesn't get built in the current time frame, this discussion gets revisited. But right now the discussion is underpass or no underpass, underpass now or underpass later. So there's a sales tax increase coming on food and beverage this Monday if they vote for it. Again, what's most pertinent right now is to let the town council know how you feel. I know how we feel, but I'm not going to tell anyone else how to think.
According to WGLT, the town share for this would be about $14.9 million. And we're also looking at about an increase from 2 to 2.25% on the food and beverage tax as far as that goes. And staff said most comparable communities in Central Illinois would be a quarter point lower than Normal's new food and beverage tax, although Champaign would be slightly higher. Have you heard from other businesses in Uptown Normal how they feel about this? Are they for or against?
So far, we had a group thread of about six of us going today. Mm-hmm. There was nobody voicing support for an increase in the food and beverage tax. There were varying degrees of, wait, this is happening, and what, they're raising the taxes again, and 12% seems like a heck of a lot to pay on tax on anything.
I wonder why it was so quick. And I know that there's money that has to be spent because they've gotten federal grant dollars, but I wonder why it was so Monday, now we're pushing it through in a sense.
Well, my understanding is these federal tax dollars may or may not actually be dispersed. That last I'd read, they were waiting on the federal government to even tell them if they're going to release this. So is there an element of we pass this tax and we collect all this money and then the federal government doesn't come through on their portion and we're just kind of left with a new tax? But again, this is me not speaking from any informed perspective.
Certainly. And then let's say they're listening right now. What do you want them to do come this weekend, come tonight, come Monday with the Normal Town Council?
Ultimately, by Monday night, it's probably too late. Typically, if something is on the agenda and up for discussion, they have a pretty good idea of how a vote will go. So if it is on the agenda tomorrow and discussed on Monday, the best we can hope for is for this agenda item to be tabled for future discussion and vote on at a later date. If you let your council members know how you feel, there likely are some who maybe aren't as fully all in on this because raising taxes is hard. Let them know how you feel. Their contact information, their email, and they have a phone number listed on the town's website. Be polite, obviously. These are your elected officials. They're supposed to represent you. They're doing this job, you know, basically to represent you the best they can. So be polite, but let them know how you feel, because ultimately these are your tax dollars being spent. And even if you're like Aaron and you live in Danvers, but your business is in Normal, if you're a stakeholder in Normal in any way, if you like eating at the restaurants in Normal, drinking at the bars, let them know how you feel, because if how far your entertainment dollar goes, your discretionary spending,
yeah,
this has an impact.
It's getting harder and harder on families. This wouldn't be radio unless we sold something, right? So what else going on with the ice cream? Tell us some new flavors. Kind of give us a little plug about the business a little bit.
Tonight's Treat Fest. So that should be going on right now. The business is up there handing out candy. We've got free scoop cards that we've got 1,000 of them we're handing out to kids.
You're handing out 1,000 scoop cards. 1,000 scoop cards. Holy cow, that's a lot.
Yeah. New flavors. We're doing advent calendars that we've got a pre-order for.
Nice.
We're already halfway sold through them. This is our off season, so things have been kind of tame at the ice cream shop.
And then down the street a little bit at Fiala Brothers Brewery and Beer Hall. I know you and I like to talk a lot about beers and things like that. What else going on at the brewery?
Oh, it's soup season, Blake. The tomato soup is so good. And now we started making chili too. So every season has something there, yeah, which is pretty cool.
Exactly. And, hey, thanks for coming in Studio A. I know it's kind of a tough topic to talk about, but hopefully things go your way. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
Wait and see.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's AM 1230 and FM 102.1 WJBC.